Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and let's get the latest on Rose Hill. Because of all the storms around Sydney, let's go straight to Sean Patterson with this huge day tomorrow for the Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
We had meetings called off left, right and centre last night. Harness and Greyhound meetings, and Cathy O'Hara took a remarkable tweet of a video of the lightning that was around. How did Rose Hill get through it all?
Yeah, we got a little bit. We got 14.5 millimetres of rainfall last night, so we were kind of lucky. The surrounding areas got a lot more, so it kind of parted in the clouds and saved us a little bit.
Yeah, 14.5. There's been some areas that would have copped a double that.
Yeah, definitely. We're out where I live, about 20 minutes. We had 60 mil, so I was watching the radar quite closely last night, and fingers crossed, and everything's come to plan so far.
Okay, so 14.5 last night. So where's that place us right now?
Yeah, it just sits in the soft seven range. We have a Pano at 5.76. We had a Collette gallop around this morning on one of David Payne's, and he thought it was a genuine seven, and the Pano reflected that. So still in the seven range, but with more rain forecast for tonight and tomorrow, we'll just have to wait and see what comes.
Yeah, so the forecast is that it could be similar to last night. Is that right?
They're saying there's a chance. They're kind of changing their mind every half an hour at the moment, but we're pretty much set on that. We're looking at anywhere from 4 to 15 mil for today and tomorrow. I said, check in another hour, it could be changed again. But fingers crossed that we just get little bits and not a lot.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll monitor that for our listeners as we get through today and into tomorrow morning when we're on air from 6:30. But right now, a soft seven, and the rail's in the true, so they've got plenty of room tomorrow.
Yes, definitely. And I expect that they'll early on try to see where the best ground is going right away across the track. But the track's in great health, so it's going to handle it beautifully.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. We'll chat tomorrow morning.
No, thanks, Andrew.
Sean Patterson there, track manager at Rose Hill. We can tell you that in the third race, Catch Me's come out officially yesterday because of its trial. Race 3, number 3. Then in race 6, number 8, Gaelic Chieftain, and 9, Singing, has come out this morning. So 8 and 9 out of the 6th. Race 7, number 7, Cool Passion, not doing the backup, so it's out of the Group 1 Coolmore. And Gwenda Markwell has told me that Mandillion is lining up in the Coolmore Classic. Jockey to come. That's crucial because I know Corey Brown is doing all sorts of things to get the 50.5 to ride Mizzy. If that filly lines up in the Coolmore Classic, it needs another scratching Mizzy to get a run. Widgie Turf will run in Melbourne, so it's officially out. Race 8, number 4, and Fun Fact is out. Race 9, number 12. So they're the earlies. Dave Anderson's online from Kembla Grange. Morning to you, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
So 14.5 at Rose Hill, you copped, double that.
Yeah, we got 33, Andrew, and probably not unlucky as well. We were lucky that we only got 33. There was my 2IC lives about 5 kilometres from the track, and he got 50 mils, and in town there was up to 60. So disappointing to get it, but not as bad
as it could have been worse.
Yeah,
it could have been a lot worse, yeah. So you've marked it a heavy 8 this morning.
I've marked it a heavy 8. We Troy Vassallo from the stewards came down and we had a walk around, and we were sort of the opinion of the 7, but we put a horse over it. He come back and said, "Oh, just felt a bit patchy, and we'll just err on the side of caution with an 8 and with the rain." And there's possibly chance of showers around, but we haven't had any since. So that's good.
So it hasn't really rained since around midnight.
Since around midnight, that's right. Yeah, we've been lucky. We haven't had any more rain. It's looking a bit threatening at the moment, but on the radar, it's off the coast, so hopefully it'll stay there.
Okay. Your rail's in the true position too?
Yeah, back in the true position for today, Andrew. It hasn't been in there since around about the 19th of January, I think it was.
Okay, so it's been a fair while. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd expect them to cover plenty of ground there?
Well, they generally get off the rail once we get a spit of rain, so they'll probably be down the outside fence. They'll decipher where the best ground is, I suppose. So.
Yeah, we'll monitor that as we get through those first couple of races, but at least we've had the break of 9 hours with no rain. That's been some sort of positive. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.